India's only channel used for the dollar payments of its oil imports from Iran may soon face problems after the US general elections. Tougher economic sanctions against Iran by the United States may not allow extension to 180 days of waiver granted to India in June. Until now, only Japan has been able to get an extension to this waiver. Under the current arrangement, India uses Turkey's hold bank to make dollar payments to Iran. Once this route closes, New Delhi could pay only in Indian rupees. Presently, India is allowed to make up to 45% of its oil payments in rupees. This is done through Iran's UCO Bank account in India.
As I see it, India cannot really, in any way, further reduce significantly its dependence on hydrocarbon imports from Iran. So some kind of a modus vivendi would need to be arrived at as far as the payments are concerned. And again, I, as an analyst, would suggest that maybe the BRICS countries, that is Brazil, Russia, India and China, would have to think of some possibilities about which could be the alternate currency in the event that the US dollar is not a viable option.
The newly opened account is used for importing rice, medicines, fertilizers, engineering goods, steel and other metals from India. Export of these products are providing some equity in the balance of trade between the two countries. At the same time, constant pressure from the United States has forced India to reduce its dependence on crude oil from Iran. In the financial year ending March 2013, India expects to import less than 14 million tons of Iranian crude. This figure is substantially less than the 2009 figure of 21.8 million tons. However, India has made it clear that oil imports from Iran are of vital importance for its economy. In fact, some of the Indian refineries are programmed to process only sweet crude, most of which comes from Iran.
Now, for a country like India to suddenly make a switch and say that you will completely snap the Iranian route and look for other options is not viable even from the technological point of view, meaning that what do you do with a refinery like Mangalore, which has actually been designed or programmed to receive Iranian crude?
To facilitate these imports from Iran, India has made available its own tankers and has even provided insurance for them. Analysts say oil imports from Iran are essential for India's growing economy. They say sanctions like this will only hurt the nation's interests. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.